Hey, Nolsey, we have this segment called When Was That? It's where we take a look back in the archives of our lives. Yep. And yep. You have sent us through an absolute ripper of a photo that we want to discuss.
When was that?
When
was that?
When was that?
When was that?
Okay, so you've sent us a pic, Nolsey. It's of you school age, I think. You're lined up in a school photo.
Year 10.
Yeah.
Year 10.
Oh, I've got to ask him, when was that?
Oh, sorry.
When was that, Nolsey?
Yeah, it was about year 10, mate. I reckon 1991. Wow.
You actually look so sweet and innocent.
Oh, I know. What happened, eh? Crikey, that's about the turning point there. No, I sort of like the grown-out flat top. Flat tops were all the rage back then. Probably Vanilla Rice was cruising around at that stage.
It's very similar to the kind of cut I gave my son when we were in lockdown. You know, it doesn't really have the shading bit. It's just nothing at the side and then a whole lot up top. Mm.
That's right, and spike it all up and away you go. Bob's your uncle.
Mate, what was year 10 like at, is it Tullabagil School?
Tullabagil. Well, that's a whole class nearly. There's only about 6% of class, so there were 64 in the whole school, and that was from kindergarten to year 12. So there wasn't big classes. Yeah. So we did get a fair bit of one-on-one time with the teachers, except most of mine was spent with them with a cane in their hand. But anyway.
Were you naughty, Nolsey?
No, a little bit. I should have applied myself better, that's for sure.
What was the worst thing you did at school?
Oh, something happened to me. A bloke hit me with a compass, you know, the needle point on the end of a compass. He was chasing me around the classroom with an open compass trying to stab me. That was about the worst thing that ever happened.
Where did he get you?
In the thumb. Right, straight through the end of the thumb. He hit me with it. So I was trying to put my hand out and fend him off, you know what I mean? So she's a pretty crazy girl, but...
I bet at the end of school you thought, I'm not going to get attacked like that anymore, and then little did you know the sheep that were coming for you later on.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Lee, I'm glad the sheep didn't have a compass. That would have been real trouble.
Nolsey, thank you, mate.
Thank you so much, guys. Always a pleasure. Have a great Christmas and Happy New Year.